Alec Baldwin has dream of news at Trump's trial for sedition on MLK birthday. By Joshua Klein on January 16, 2021. In yet another inciting tweet from left-wing celebrities, far-left actor Alec Baldwin chose civil rights activist Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday to describe a dream he had, which included a noose hanging outside of a courthouse during President Donald Trump's sedition trial. Inciting his radical Twitter following, the progressive activist and Saturday Night Live and Boss Baby star took to Twitter on Friday to share his vision, which included the president undergoing trial for sedition while a noose, made of recycled protective masks, hangs from a makeshift scaffold. The tweet, posted from Baldwin on King's birthday, may have been a reference to the famous I Have a Dream speech delivered by King in 1963, in which he called for an end to racism in America. I had a dream Trump was on trial for sedition, Baldwin tweeted from his Ilaria and Alec Baldwin Foundation account, which has over 1 million followers. And outside the courthouse, a noose was hung from a makeshift scaffold. The noose was made of recycled COVID masks. The dark message successfully inflamed followers. That's a beautiful dream, replied one Twitter user. That's all of our dream, replied another. Sometimes dreams come true, replied yet another. But not everyone found Baldwin's dream amusing. If this is what you dream of, you need help, wrote one Twitter user. You are sick, wrote another. Some wondered just how such rhetoric was tolerated. How has this insane man not been reported to the FBI and Secret Service? Asked Brooklyn-born attorney Manny Alejandro, a candidate for New York public advocate last year. At FBI, so this is allowed, wrote another. Though social media platforms have been cracking down on speech deemed inciting, that has not stopped rhetoric such as Baldwin's. The Mission Impossible actor is noted for his late-night TV role-playing in mocking the president. The 62-year-old Emmy-winning actor was tapped by Saturday Night Live to play Trump during the season premiere of the 42nd season in a cold open mocking the first presidential debate in October 2016 and continued playing him throughout his term in office, appearing in dozens of episodes. Baldwin's recent tweet was not the first in which he expressed such extreme rhetoric toward the president and his supporters. Earlier this month, Baldwin called for Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, to be brutally tortured, specifying that he be put in the stocks, ridden on a rail, tarred and feathered. Last month, Baldwin proposed several violent acts of retribution that should await the president should he refuse to concede. In November, Baldwin called for President Trump to be buried in a Nazi graveyard with a swastika placed on his grave. In early September, Baldwin referred to the president as a fascist whore who he called to remove from our lives. Baldwin's criticism didn't stop with the president and other conservative political figures. In August, Baldwin smeared the everyday Americans who appeared and spoke at the Republican National Convention, claiming they were all high on drugs prior to launching personal attacks against them. In addition to declaring that anyone voting for President Trump in this year's election is a sufferer of mental illness. Despite Twitter's policy of banning posts and shutting down accounts for promoting violence and defamation, Twitter has yet to reprimand Baldwin or remove his posts. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.